Amen. Thank God for all the good singing this morning. Just thankful for the opportunity again that we have to be here this morning. Does it feel a little more like church this morning? Amen. Amen. Just relax and let's have church together this morning. If you will, take your Bibles and turn with me to Exodus chapter number 17. We've been together in this scripture here recently, and we're going to go there again this morning. I do ask you to be much in prayer for the message today. Be much in prayer that I'll keep my mind and my focus and my thoughts exactly what God's laid upon my heart. Church, I want to ask you as we get into the message today just to pray for me and just ask God just to just protect my mind, protect my mouth. You know, we're living in a day and a time that everything you say is analyzed backwards, forwards, and sideways. And as long as I'm right here, I don't care. They can analyze it any way they want to. We won't back down from this, and we won't move from this 1 minute. But just always pray that I'll never get within myself and say anything that would harm the gospel or harm this church in anything that we do. Again, I'm going to ask you just to pray with me this morning and pray for me, especially during the message this morning, that God will just bless us and help us just to use this time to learn from His Word and help us to use this time to honor Him with His Word. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for this day and we thank You for all Your many blessings. God, You know my mind is scrambled right now. And God, You know that I'm nervous. God, I pray, dear Father, that You'll just touch in an amazing way right now. God, help my mind to slow down. God, I pray that You'll help us just to focus on Your Word. God, I pray that You'll help us to think about what we're here for, and that is to honor You and glorify You and to worship You because You're truly worthy. God, I pray as we get into the message today that You will speak to our hearts, God, that You will help us as we're here today, God, that we may give You honor. God, help us use our lives for Your glory. And God, I pray most of all that there'll be something that's said here today that may help some lost soul find their way to the cross, where they may have their sins forgiven, have their name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And God, I pray that You'll just help us always to have that focus on our heart. And in Jesus' name that I pray, amen. As you can see this morning, I rearranged the church just a little bit as I came in. And no, it wasn't the caution tape and it wasn't anything else. But has anybody noticed what's standing right behind me? Amen. The American flag this morning. Isn't it beautiful standing there? Amen. Today is Flag Day. June 14th, 2020 is Flag Day. And I wanted to have the flag standing behind me right here as we begin the message this morning. I want to take just a couple of minutes and let's talk about what Flag Day is. Flag Day was started back in 1885 by a teacher in Wisconsin. He thought it was important that we commemorate the adoption of the flag of the United States. So, and that happened on June 14th, 1777, by the Second Continental Congress. He thought it would be important that we set aside a time. Listen, church, in the middle of some of the things that we're in right now, we need unity in our nation, we need unity in our homes, and we need unity in the house of the Lord as we come together. As I stand here this morning with this flag standing here behind me, knowing that today is Flag Day, a time that we should recognize our flag and a time that we should pull together as a country, as families, and as a church. As I look at this flag behind me, I can't help but see beauty standing here behind me. I can't help but think about the ball games that have been played where this flag has flown. I can't help but think about the times that I've went down the interstate and seen those huge flags on the side of the road waving. I can't help but think about parades that I've seen with multiple flags in them. I can't help but think of all the celebrations that I've seen with this beautiful flag standing there in the middle. But I also can't help but think about that this flag has been carried to many, many battlefields. Amen. It has been carried to those battlefields so you and I could enjoy the freedoms that we have today. For us to be able to walk into this sanctuary this morning and sit down. I know things are a little different. I know things seem a little restricted, if you will. But I want you to know that I am thankful for the freedom that I have to come in this sanctuary and worship Jesus Christ this morning. This flag has been carried to many battlefields so that could happen. In order for this flag to fly, there have been many tears shed. There have been much blood given, sacrifices made, sleepless nights, families crushed, sons and daughters lost, moms and dads that never returned home to their children. There have been some battles lost, but thank God, by the grace of God, There have been more times that it has been waved in victory, and it is still flying today all over this great nation and is standing right here in our sanctuary this morning. I want to leave you with this when it comes to this flag. I want you to know that I love this flag. I respect this flag. I will protect this flag. I will stand for this flag. And I will teach my children about this flag. Amen. As I stand here this morning, I want you to know that I thank God for the red, white, and blue. Amen. Thankful that I live in the United States of America, and I am an American. I know we got a lot going on in our country right now, but there is still no better place to live than the United States of America. Amen. Thank God for allowing us the freedom that He has. Now, as we think about this, I want you to look at this. Back on Memorial Day, we were in Exodus chapter number 17. Back on Memorial Day, we discussed a battle that was fought. I'm probably not going to be able to stand still this morning. Y'all just chase me. Back on Memorial Day, we discussed Exodus chapter number 17, and we discussed a battle that was fought in Exodus chapter number 17. Joshua was going up against Amalek. And as Joshua is going up against Amalek, we know that Moses and Aaron and Hur went up on a hillside, and they were watching the battle take place here below them. They were watching this fight, this war go on below them. The Bible tells us that while Moses had his hands raised, that Joshua and the children of Israel would prevail, that they would begin to win the battle. And then as Moses' hands become tired, as Moses began to drop his hands, the Amalek would begin to prevail. The Amalek would begin to win the war. And as the battle raged on that day, that we know how Aaron and Hur went and got stones and they put them under Moses' arms so that his arms would stay up, so that the battle would be won, so that the battle that was fought could be won for the children of Israel and for Joshua. So as the day ends, we find over in Exodus chapter number 17 and verse number 13, and Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. We know that Joshua found victory, that the children of Israel found victory, and it was because of God and not because they were putting their effort in. Don't get me wrong, but it was because of the power of God that God had given them to win that battle. And as we look this morning, I want us to continue reading in verse number 15. So after Joshua wins this battle, after Moses has been up here on this hill, as he's been up here watching this battle take place in front of him, as he has seen Joshua advance, and then Joshua fall back as Amalek advanced, and then as he realized that God's power was allowing the children of Israel to win, and that as long as his hands stayed up, that the children of Israel would keep winning, as Moses sat up there and he watched this take place day in or throughout the day. And we see that as Joshua, the Bible says that he discomfited, in other words, he beat Amalek, and he drove Amalek back. As he sees that happen, I want you to notice what happens right after that. In verse number 15, the Bible says, and Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. For he said, because the Lord has sworn, the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. As we look at verse number 15, I want you to notice what happened. If you remember back on Memorial Day, and you may not, because I had to go back and research my notes to figure out when I preached this scripture last. If you remember on Memorial Day, we were talking about building those memorials of those things that God has done in our life, to go back and remember when God saved our soul, when God changed our life, and the times throughout our lives that God has just showed His power and been magnificent in our lives, when miracles had happened. And we talked about building those memorials in our life. But as we look this morning, and as Moses sees that Joshua has discomfited, as he has beat Amalek here, and the Bible says in verse number 15, and Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. As we look at that word there, when Moses went and he built this altar and he called it Jehovah Nissi, I want you to understand what that stands for. Moses built an altar and called it Jehovah Nissi, and that word means the Lord is my banner. Or the Lord is my flag. The Lord is my banner. The Lord is my flag. Can you imagine how Moses felt that day as he's standing there, as he watches this battle take place, and then as God provides victory, as God gives victory over Amalek, how Moses felt on the inside as he has watched God's power at work. And I want you to know, many times in our life, we have seen God's power work when nothing else would work, when nothing else helped, when God stepped in the middle of it, things happened in our lives, and God took care of situations in our life, and God healed when the doctor said that it wasn't possible. God moved when everybody else said that nothing else could be done. As I read this scripture this morning and I think about Moses saying, this altar, the Lord is my banner, the Lord is my flag. I want you to think for just a minute what the flag is for. I want you to think about the uses of the flag this morning. I want you to think about the Lord being my banner or the Lord being my flag. First of all, as I look at this morning and in this scripture, and how fitting that it is that today is Flag Day. How fitting that it is that we talked about what this flag means to us. But I want to talk to you for just a minute about what this flag does. The Lord is my banner. First of all, a flag is used for identification. I want to be identified, as we just talked about a few minutes ago, as an American. I believe when I stand and I wave this flag that I'm identified as an American, and that I love America, and that I love the place that I live. But I want you to know, when you think about the scripture and you think about what Moses just did, and he said, the Lord is my banner. The Lord is my flag. I love this place. I love this nation. I love where I live. But more so than I want to be identified as American, I want to be identified as a child of God this morning. I want to be identified that I am blood bought, that I am redeemed, that I've been rescued, that I have been cleansed from my sins, and I am a blood bought, born again child of God this morning. I'm glad that I can be identified with Jesus Christ this morning. I want to tell you something. As I stand here this morning, I really want you to know that I think if we were in another place and another time when people were getting a little bit rowdy and somebody had talked about how much they love this flag, that some of you would have been on your feet clapping, that some of you would have been hollering. I believe there have been some old, good old redneck yells from some of you. It's sitting over here. I believe that there had been some of you that would have stood and clapped your hands and thought about how much that you love this flag and how grateful you are to be an American, and that's fine. I am too. I'm so thankful to be an American. But church, I want you to know this morning that God is worthy of our praise, that God is worthy of our honor, and God is worthy of our excitement, that we can be identified as a blood-bought child of God this morning. I'm glad that I'm a Christian this morning. I want to be identified with Jesus Christ. I want to be identified as a child of God this morning. That is what's important to me. I believe that this flag standing behind me is a statement of pride. I will fly it anywhere that I go. I will stand for it anywhere that I go. I will respect it anywhere that I go. And it is a statement of pride and not the bad kind. We know that the Bible says that pride cometh before a fall. We know that we ain't supposed to have that kind of pride. But I want you to know something, that when I stand beside of this flag, that I am proud to be an American. As I fly this flag, I am proud to be an American. When I stand for this flag, even something as simple as my girls playing softball or my son walking out on a basketball court and they begin to play that national anthem, I can feel the tears well up my... I mean, it's really, my eyes are just watering. I don't cry over stuff like that. But I can feel that emotion coming because I'm proud to be an American this morning. But I want you to know something, that I am also proud. I am so thankful. The Bible says in Psalms chapter number 107, verse number 2, it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. This morning we should be proud to be Christians. We should be proud to be identified with Christ. We should be proud that we belong to Jesus Christ. And we should let the world know that we are thankful to be a child of God this morning. Amen. I'm going to have a good time whether y'all do or not. Amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If you ask me this morning what I am, and you're talking about nationality, I'm going to tell you that I'm an American, and I'm proud to be an American. But if you want to ask me about other things in my life, I'm going to tell you that I'm a Christian, that I love God, that God has been so good to me, that I'm so unworthy of His love, I'm so unworthy of His grace, I'm so unworthy of His mercy. But thank God I'm identified with Him, and I'm proud to be a Christian this morning. Amen. It is a statement of pride. As I think about this flag, can you imagine as Moses just fought that battle? As Moses just got done, And he goes up there and he builds this altar. And he says, the Lord is my banner. I want you to know, Christians, that God should be our banner. That should be something that we fly higher than anything else that we do in our lives. That should be something that we show forth more than anything else. I have no problem with flying an American flag, but I should have no problem with the world knowing that I belong to Jesus Christ. Amen. This flag behind me is an expression of thankfulness. Is it hot in here or is it just me? Yeah, this behind me is an expression of thankfulness. When I see this flag behind me, my heart swells up. As we were talking about the men and women who have given their life, who have carried this flag to battlefields, we should be so thankful when we see it hanging off of our front porches in our homes, when we see it flying from somebody's bumper going up 601, when we see this flag flying, we should have automatic thankfulness, thinking about the men and women who have given their life that we may fly this flag. We should have an automatic thankfulness in our hearts and gratitude for the things that have been given for us to be able to fly this flag. But when I think about the Lord being my banner, when I think about the Lord being my flag, there should also be an automatic thankfulness, knowing that Romans chapter number 5 and verse number 8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. I'm so thankful that before I ever knew who God was, that before I ever knew anything about God, before I could ever quote John 3:16, before I ever gave a dime to the church, before I was ever baptized, before I ever joined the church, I am thankful this morning that God loved me so much that in my sin, that when I was doing things wrong, that when I was so lost and on my way to a devil's hell, that God commended his love toward me then, when I was such a failure, and knowing that I was going to be a failure even after I got saved, that's when God gave his love to me and allowed Jesus Christ to come and give his life. That was a battlefield that looked like it had been lost. It looked like the war was over. It looked like Jesus Christ had been defeated as he was hanging there on that cross, and he said, it is finished. And some may have seen defeat, but I want you to know, on that third day that victory came, that Jesus got up out of the grave, and there is thankfulness in my heart for what Jesus has done for me. I'm thankful for the bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ. The expression of thankful. God commended his love toward us, and that we were yet sinners. It wasn't while you was a good person. It wasn't after you straightened your life up. It wasn't after you started saying the blessing over your meals. But it was while you were lost in sin that God commended his love for you. An expression of thankfulness and a celebration of victory. How many times has this flag behind us been planted on a hillside and said, victory. We have victory. Man, so I bet there's been times when it seemed that all was lost, when it seemed that it was hopeless, and then hear the flag come to the top of the hill. Hear the flag was still flying. Hear the flag was still going strong. And victory was given for our soldiers. And that flag was planted there at the top of the hill for victory, for a sign of victory. And I'm so thankful that God has blessed our nation and given us victories. That's why it breaks my heart when I see our nation turning away from God. Can you imagine what our nation would be if our nation was still following God? If God was still the leader of our nation, could you imagine what we could be? We would be so self-sufficient. We would be so prosperous that we wouldn't even be able to stand ourselves. But we have turned our back on, and that breaks my heart to watch our nation turn our back on God. But I want you to know that there is still victory in the cross of Jesus Christ. There is still victory this morning. Just as this flag has been planted, I want you to know that the Lord is my banner, the Lord is my flag, and he has given me victory over death, hell, and the grave this morning, that there's not one bit of me that's going to die. Hey, I want you to know something. One day this flesh is going to be laid down. One day you're going to walk by me in a casket somewhere or another, and you're going to say, thank God and Greyhound, he's gone, and you'll move on to the next one. But you'll walk by me and say, hey, there he is. He's dead. But I want you to know something, that my flesh may die one day. My heart may quit beating. My brain may stop working. But I want you to know something. When all of that happens, I'm going to be in the presence of an almighty God. And my soul is going to live forever. I have eternal life thanks to Jesus Christ. I have victory this morning through Jesus Christ. Death has no hold on me. Hell has no power over me. And the grave can't hold me, because one day the eastern sky is going to split and even my grave's going to bust wide open, and I'm going to be reunited with my soul, and I'm going to be there with Jesus forever and ever. There is victory for Christians this morning. Amen. We have victory over death, hell, and the grave, over the problems in this life. Sometimes they're heavy, ain't they? The problems in this life sometimes are so heavy. Man, they weigh us down. But I want you to know something, that one day, all of the problems in this life is going to be solved, just like that. There's going to be no more sickness. There's going to be no more pain. There's going to be no more heartache or separation. There's going to be no more hatred. One day, all of those problems are going to be solved. There is victory for the believer this morning. And most of all, one day, Satan is going to be bound, and he's going to be cast into the bottomless pit. And that old rascal that gives you so much trouble, that old rascal that wants to get in your mind and play with your mind from time to time, that old rascal that wants to lay temptation out in front of you, that old rascal that wants to keep everything stirred up in your life, one day he is no longer going to be around. He's going to be cast into the bottomless pit, and we are going to be in the presence of Jesus forever and ever. There is victory for us this morning. When I think about this flag, there's so many different things. It's the identification, the pride, the thankfulness, and the victory. And I want you to know something, that this flag, not this one, but the Lord is my banner, will fly forever. Amen. You will never, they can do anything they want to. Take prayer out of school. They can pass any kind of laws they want to pass that goes against God's word. But when it comes right down to it, this is the inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, and it will stand forever. Right. Hannah, if you will, come get us an invitational hymn this morning. I am so thankful for all the blessings that God has bestowed on my life. I'm so thankful for where I live. I'm so thankful for what this flag means in my life. But more than that, I'm so thankful that God is my banner. That God is my flag. That's what I'm going to fly. I want to be identified with Him. I've got victory through Him. Church, I know things around us looks dim a little bit. I know there's things that we see and we just can't understand and we can't comprehend. But when those things happen, comprehend and understand this, that God's word is still true. Victory is still ours. That God is still with us. One day we'll be in His presence. You say, well, preacher, you keep saying that, but what about right now? Has God ever failed you? Has God ever let you down? He hasn't me. He's always been there on time, every time. Even in the trouble that we have right now, God's there. God's here. Well, how do you know that? Well, I brought Him to church with me. I hope y'all did too. Because He lives on the inside of me. If you're here and you're lost this morning, you don't know Jesus Christ, or you're watching on Facebook this morning, and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I want you to know something. That God wants to be your banner too. That God wants to give you identification in Him. That He wants to give you the thankfulness and the victory in Him. That we have an opportunity this morning. Listen, it is all because of the cross. Jesus loved you so much that He laid down His life for you. It's pretty amazing when I think about soldiers laying down their life so we could be here this morning. But what amazes me even more than that is that Jesus Christ laid down His life for whosoever will. It's not for any race. It's not for any certain financial gain or any kind of financial status. It's not because what your last name may be or where you may live, but whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. With every head bowed and every eye closed for just a minute. If you're here and you're lost this morning, please make a move this morning to come and know Jesus Christ. This altar is open. You say, well, preacher, what about social distancing? I firmly believe if you need to come up here and get saved, there's plenty of room around this altar. And I firmly believe that even if you caught COVID-19 and it took your life, it would be well worth it to come to know Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you know that you're saved? What about this, church? Are you glad that Jesus Christ is your banner, that He is your flag? Lord, I want to thank You for this day, and I want to thank You for all Your many blessings. God, I'm so unworthy to be one of Your children, but I want to thank You for the identity that You've given me. I want to thank You that I can be thankful for what You've done for me. I want to thank You for the victory that You've given me in my life. God, as we have a few moments just to look into our lives, may we praise You. May we worship You for all that You've done for us. God, I pray if there's one that's lost, I pray that today will be the day they come and they'll use their personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. As you stand to your feet this morning, as Hannah sings for us, if you have something you want to come talk to God about, if you just want to come and worship Him for a few minutes, if you just want to come and tell Him that you're thankful to be one of His children, this altar is open.
No tender voice like thine can't peace afford.
This morning, if you're on Facebook with us live this morning, we'll be back on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock with our Wednesday night Bible study. I hope you have a great week. Pray for us, and we'll pray for you the best we know how.